Today's daf is Yuma daf Ayin Gimel, as we are up to the last daf in the seventh parak of Maseches Yuma. Going into the eighth parak, the last and final parak in Maseches Yuma, all about Yom HaKippurim Bizman Hazeh. But today first, we'll get to that at the beginning of the end of this year, but now we have to finish up first Ayin Beis Mabeis through Ayin Gimel. We are on the second medium line on Ayin Beis Amid Beis, right in the middle, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. So we've been talking about various chazals. We started out Rechava in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. That's why we're here. We spoke about the three aronos that Bezalel made. We spoke about Rabbi Yochanan and the three crowns that were that were made, which the Marsha parallel to the three kesarim that Klal Yisrael are zocha to, Talmud Torah, and Avoda, and Malchus. Rabbi Yanai says we have to have Yirat Shemayim also. We have to have Torah and Yirat Shemayim. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, we didn't mention it, Yiras Hashem hi ot saro. If somebody has Torah without having Yirat Shemayim, that it doesn't have a clay kibble, it doesn't last, because it will just fall apart, and there's nothing to hold it. But Rav Chaim Yivalezhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, you can't just work on Yirat Shemayim and not have any Torah, because then you'll build a beautiful, amazing silo, and it'll be empty. So you have to spend time on the silo, spend time on the Yirat Shemayim in order to create the clay kibble, and then fill it with Torah. So that's the Yirat Shemayim and Torah have a symbiotic relationship, and we need both of them. And that's what the Gemara just said towards the end, that if somebody doesn't have one of these, so then they will either Yarshin double Gehenim, and the other chazals that were quoted. Okay, so now we're continuing along those lines. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan Rami. Rabbi Yonasan asked the following contradiction. Ksiv pikudei Hashem yisharim esam chelev. The words, the laws of Hashem are straight. Misam chelev, they gladden the heart. Torah is besimcha. V'ksiv, imros Hashem tsarufa. The words, the imros of Hashem are tsarufa. Tsaruf sounds like the lashon of smelting down. It's fire. It hurts. It melts. So is it something besimcha? Is it something the opposite of simcha? So zacha misamcha. So if somebody is zoche, then it is misameach. Lo zacha tsarafto. But if one is not zoche, then it burns the person. As we just said in the previous line, that it could be the samachayim, or it could be the samamavis. The fact that this pasuk is used for next to Talmud Torah is the basis, as we know, for halachos. And that is, Torah, by definition, has simcha related to it, and that is why one is not allowed to learn Torah when one is an avel. Because the Shem Yisharim is samchi lev, and therefore, it is off-limits. On Tisha B'Av, there's a different type of Isser Talmud Torah. On Tisha B'Av, one is allowed to learn having to do with the day, and having to do with sadness, and many Bali Musar talk about you can learn Musar and Machshava and Eov and Yirmiyo. There's much more flexibility. When an Avel, you can learn Hilchas Avelis. That's about it. But in Tisha B'Av, there's a different type of issue. But either way, they both are connected. The Gemara says in Tainis, Pekudei Yeshar Mishar Misam Chelev. It's Besimcha, and that's why we have to stay away. Remember, of Avram Minahar, which we like to quote from Nedarim on Daf Memches, uses this to explain a Mishnah there. The Mishnah says there in Nedarim that if somebody makes a Neder from a city, I'm not allowed to get benefit from the city. Off limits. I'm not allowed to get benefit from the city. Says the Mishnah that one is allowed to certain public things from the city. One is allowed to. It's not considered part of the city, but one is not allowed to use the Sfarim of the city. One can't use the Sfarim of the city if you're noted from the city. Ask the Rishonim, ask the Rashba there, ask the Avraham Minahar, Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nenu. Mitzvos aren't defined as Hana'a. Rashi's Lashon in Rosh Hashanah, it's an ol. It's a burden on us that we have to fulfill. So what do you mean that it's you're not allowed to get benefit? Right? Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nenu. We had a Daf Be'i and Shir about that, those who want to look up. Says Rav Avraham Minahar, Shiny Talmud Torah. Every mitzvah is not Nitan Lehenos, except for Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is Nitan to, the Hana is a part of the element of learning Torah, and he quotes our pasuk, Pikudei Yeshar Mishar Misam Chelev, and therefore, even though other mitzvos are not defined by the Hana'a, but Talmud Torah is defined by the Hana'a. You also have the famous comment of the Egle Tal, the Sachar Shabbat Rebbe, probably more famous than anything in the Sefer Eglei Tal, which is all about the first set of malachas in Hilchas Shabbos, is his Akdama. And his Akdama he talks about, Umidei Dabribo, Zohar Eskar, Masha Shamati, what I heard of some people saying, a terrible mistake, Toan Miderech HaSeichel, Binyan Lima Torah Kedosha. People who have a warped sense of what Talmud Torah is all about. Why? V'amru, they say, Ki Alominu Mechadish Chidushim, V'sameach Umis Aneg B'limudo, if somebody enjoys learning, Ein Zeh Limud HaTorah Kol Kach Lishma. Not the greatest level. Not the greatest level. You know, you have to listen to a Daf Yomi Shi that you don't really enjoy. You're just doing it l'shem. You know, I'm going to have to do it. I have to do it. That's the highest level. Say these toim. Come on, my alomi bipshitus. She'in lo me'ali but shum tainug v'hu rak l'shem mitzvah. But if somebody's mis'ani b'limudah hari b'sari b'limudah gam ha'noz atzmo. I'm getting personal enjoyment from it. That's not Talmud Torah l'shma. Says the Eglei Tal, there's no greater mistake. U'be'emez et toz mefursam. It's a terrible mistake. The other Abba, the opposite. Ki ze ikir mitzvah sliman haTorah. Liosas v'sameach u'misanig b'limudo. The greatest level that we could reach is enjoying the learning. Obviously, we have to do, even if we're not in the mood, we have to do it. But if we're in the mood, and it's connecting to us, and we enjoy it, it's great. V'oz divrei Torah nivlo'in b'damo. That's when it becomes, goes into my blood. Umeachar shenan midivrei Torah who not said davuk latorah becomes davuk, and then he says that's ultimately limud haTorah lishma, and then he goes to other issues. He speaks about a Rambam about yasof adam b'torah shelo lishma, but either way, that is related to this pasuk again. Mitkudi yisher mishar misamchei leiv. That pasuk is the basis for halacha. It's a basic basis for a whole hashkafas achayim that the Eglei Tal gives us. Okay, we continue. First wide line. Reish Lakish amar migufei tekra nafka. You don't even have to go to a stira in two psukim to answer it. Even within the pasuk of Imras Hashem Tzerufa, Zacha Tzor Rafto. If one is Zoche Lachayim, meaning Tzerufa means to cleanse and to smolt there. But when I smolt, so then I remove the psoles, I remove the dregs, and I purify it and refine it. Right, so that Tzerufa, depending on what you're looking at. If you're Zoche, if you're looking at the purification process, Tzerufta L'chaim, then it gives you life, it gives you purity. Lo Zoche, Tzerufta L'misa. If somebody is not Zoche, and it's just burning, so then that is Misa, and it all depends how one uses it. And we find throughout history, Korach also knew a lot of Torah. Right, but it brought him down. It brought him down. Right, all depends. It could be the Sam Achayim. It could be the Sam Ha Misa. Yiras Hashem Tahora Medes Laad. Continuing that parak in Tehillim that we say Shabbos morning. Amar Rabbi Chanina Zehalome Torah Bitara. What does it mean? Yiras Hashem Tahora. If one learns Bitara, what does that mean? Learns Bitara. Mahi No Se Isha V'Yachach Lome Torah. One is make sure that once they reach the age, they don't want to have any improper thoughts. So first they get married. And the wife will be a shmira, and then they learn Torah. In that way, one is learning Torah b'tahara. Rashi says, Nitzol mihirhor avera. He's saved because he has shmira with his wife. The Meiri says here, this is, fascinating Meiri, 700 years ago, but it's alive today just as well. Ula olam yehe adam ishtadel lo mo Torah b'tahara. Ratzalomar sheinose isha tchila ve'akach yomo Torah. V'dafka. Bimakom shahabanos zrizos lios ol besam masur lahem. If somebody's wife is going to be able to support them while they learn, so then you can get married. And that will help your learning. But, bimakom shahol abayis mutal al hanashim, but if the man is going to make a living, so then you should learn first. Because once a person, you know, gets married and has to support a family, that's a responsibility. Yol mo Torah tchila. Shemishenasa ein libodo matsui kolka. Derek Tzachus Amru, as Chazal say elsewhere, Rechaim b'tzavara v'yasuk b'torah. You have a mill on your neck and you have to learn, meaning once a person gets married, they have other responsibilities. So the Meiri says, the context of the Gemara is where that will help one's learning. But if one's in a situation where the better learning would be before they have those responsibilities, so then learning beforehand would be in a better state. Rav Palm writes, as we mentioned in the past, that one has to always remember what it says in the Ksuba. The Ksuba does not say that the wife has to support the husband. It has to say that the husband has to support the wife. That's what every ksuba says. There's no ksuba in the world that says something otherwise. And every day that a wife works in order to support the husband is lefnim mishuras hadin, with tremendous hakaras hatov that the wife has to feel and it must be acknowledged. Again, that's Rav Palm. But here in this context, it's a case, as the Meiri says, where it is possible to learn after. Again, there's no excuse where somebody gets married, okay, no more learning. Obviously not. It's just more challenging because there are other responsibilities. But as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, every single person in life has to learn ad yomoso, bein ani, bein ashir, bein baal banim, bein, no, but not baal banim, every single person. Good. Continuing, Eidos Hashem Ne'emana, next pasuk, Amar B'chia Bar Abba, Ne'emana hi lo ha'id b'lom deha. The Torah is Ne'eman to testify about its learners. Lo asilavo, every mesechta is alive. Every mesechta is going to be able to come testify about those who learned it. I mentioned a couple of years ago an unbelievable story, quoted in early sources, that one time there was a man who, Chmona Lestan, he was single and he didn't have any children, and one time he died, and then all of a sudden they heard wailing from inside his house. And there was some woman there, they didn't know who the woman was. But she called everybody to come, be maspid, and be take care of this meis mitzvah. They all take care of it, and then the woman disappears. Nobody knows what happened, and they realize afterwards, in a dream, this man dedicated his life to Maseches Chagiga. That was his life. He learned it over hundreds of times. He wrote svarim on it. That was his. It says, and this was somehow the neshama of Maseches Chagiga that was standing up. And the Sefer Chassidim writes that every mesechta that is not learned, every mitzvah that is not done, it's a meis mitzvah. And we have to, it's a mitzvah she'in lo kovrim, and it's a mitzvah she'in lo milavakesh. Every mitzvah, every piece of Torah is alive. And it's going to be made for us, asalavo, that this Jew was mekayim me, this Jew learned me. That's the godless of Dafyomi, they say, or Meir Shapiro, but was mekayim all the meis mitzvahs. Me'ila and Tmura and Kinim, right? Now we just have to learn the mesechtas in Mishnayos that don't have Gemara. But we have to realize every part of Torah is part of the unit that we have to make part of ourselves so it can be made on us. Viter. Now we get back to the Big Day Kahuna. Says the Gemara, Maisa Rokeim, Maisa Choshev. Some of the Big Day Kahuna are described as Maisa Rokeim, Rakimis, embroidery, or Maisa Choshev, thought out type of work. Like from the Lashon Melechas Machshavas. What's the different Lashon of Rokeim and Choshev? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rok Sherokmin B'makam Shechoshvin. First they mark on the curtain wherever they're going to make the design, and then they actually do it. So it's really one process. First they do the Chashiva, and that's like the plans, and then they do the Rekima, number one. So it's really one process. Tana, Mishmei, the Rabbi Nechemya, Rokeim, Maisa Macha. No, it's two different processes. Rokeim is Maisa Machat, Rokeim is needlework, Lefichach, Partsuf Echad. It means that you sew with a needle into a curtain, and therefore whatever you make on one side could be seen, the mirror image, backwards on the other side. My regular sewing. Choshev Maisa Oreg. Lefichach Shnei Partufos. Choshev is Maisa Oreg, where one weaves it on top of the background, and therefore you're able to draw two different pictures on the two different sides of the curtain. As we know, different curtains in the Mishkan, some were Maisa Choshev, and some were Maisa Roke. Good. Viter. Be'elu Nish'alin Be'urim Etumim. So as the Mishnah mentioned, as we had yesterday, the Mishnah, Ayin Aleph and Beis, remember the last Mishnah in the first seven Prakim, the last Mishnah related to the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah said that the eight Big Day Kahuna must be worn by the Kohen Gadol when one asks with the Urim Vetumim. Be'elu Nish'alin Be'urim Vetumim. That is required. This is one har I saw yesterday. I saw it last night. I didn't mention it yesterday. And that is, we mentioned Tosfos on Daf Chaf Aleph, which Tosfos mentions, even though the Urim Etumim didn't work in the second Beis HaMikdash, it must be that they were worn. Because if you don't wear them, then you're Mechusar Begadim. So the Kohen Gadol must have worn it inside, let's assuming like Rashi and the Ramban, that it is Shem HaMeforash, was put inside, and it just didn't work. The Ritva on today's Daf said, no, the Ritva says, no, you look in the Mishnah. There's only eight begadim. Doesn't define the Urim Etumim as part of the eight begadim. So they didn't have an Urim Etumim. You don't have to say, oh, it was there, it didn't work. Doesn't sound, what do you mean it didn't work? If it didn't work, so why was it there? So the Ritva says that, you know, could be that it just wasn't there. Like the R Mishnah has the list. It says, Be'elu, with these eight, you ask the Urim Etumim. But if you don't have the Urim Etumim, you're not Mechusar Begadim. So Machlokas Rishonim about whether the Urim Etumim was required or not. Besides the other Machlokas Rishonim about what exactly was the Urim Etumim. As we mentioned yesterday, Shem Hashem, as we're going to talk about a little bit later on the daf, or was it just the stones of the Choshen, as Achronim, the Ksav HaKabbalah, suggested for the Shita of the Rambam, who never describes the Urim Etumim as any separate structure like Rashi and the Ramban do. Okay, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, second, third to last line. When Rav Dimi came, and whenever we have a Rav Dimi, you know there's a Ravin coming up. Today we have about 25 lines before we get to the Ravin. So Kiyasa Ravin, when Rav Dimi came, Amar, he said as follows. begadim shekohen gadol mishamish bohen, mashuach nochama mishamish bohen. The eight begadim, the shmone begadim that the kohen gadol wears when he does the avodah, the mashuach melchama, the special appointed kohen who gives chizuk to the Jews going out to war. So he also, if he would do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he would also wear the shmone begadim. He would also wear, because he is an appointed kohen. He's not just a kohen hedyot. He is a kohen mashuach melchama, which is a separate mitzvah daraisa. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes this, based on the Rambam. In the end of Sefer Parsha Shoftim, mitzvah, the Chinuch has Tav Kuf Chavav. It's the Rambam also. The Rambam in mitzvah Saseh Kuf Tzadi Aleph, separate mitzvah to appoint the Mashuach Melchama and for him to do what he has to do. It's all one big mitzvah. It's for the Beis Din to appoint the Mashuach Melchama, and the Torah describes in Parsha Shoftim different elements of what he has to do. He has to give them chizuk. And he has to announce all the chosrei me'orchei ha'melchama. Anybody built a house and didn't get to live in it yet? Whoever built a kerem and didn't get to enjoy its fruit yet? That all these are separate issues. Mi'ayare varach ha'levav. There's psukim yesari. Don't be scared. All these are different elements of what the Mashuach Melchama has to do. There is a major machlokes, Rishonim, which type of melchama does one need a Mashuach Melchama for? Because in the context of the psukim in Shoftim, it uses the Lashon, the Pasuk says, when you fight lands that are far from you. Harachokim mimcha. So it's clearly talking about at least Melchemes Rishus. Is there also a mitzvah for Mashuach Melchama by a Melchemes Mitzvah? That's a major question in the Rishonim. Because after all, Melchemes Mitzvah, the Gemara says, there are no Pturim. There are no Chosrim, Me'orchei HaMelchama. If I just built a house, doesn't matter. Melchemes Mitzvah, I'm going to fight. The Gemara says, even a Kala from her wedding, from the Chuppah. They go out and they fight. So the Pturim don't apply to Melchemes Mitzvah. So what about the concept of having a Mashuach Melchama? Does that apply to a Melchemes Mitzvah or not? If you look in the Rambam says in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Malachim, yes, there is Mashuach Melchama by a Melchemes Mitzvah. And the Shiloh that the Achronim deal with is, so what does he do by a Melchemes Mitzvah? Everybody has to be there. Nobody's allowed to leave. So maybe it's just the Chizuk speech. The Chizuk speech of don't be scared. Maybe that's what he does. It's amazing. He's anointed Dafka for that. But that is a discussion in the Rambam and the Chinuch and elsewhere. What exactly does he do? I saw the Mitzvah Samelach suggests maybe he's the warrior. He's a general. He fights at the beginning of the battle. Mashuach Melchama. Literally, Mashuach Melchama. That's a discussion. But either way, it's a separate mitzvah. Separate figure. Separate leader. But he's not a regular Kohen Hedyot. But he's not the Kohen Gadol. So he's a quasi-Kohen Gadol. He's appointed to have a special job. So, says Rav Dimi, if he would want to work in the Beis HaMikdash, he wears Shmona Begadim, Shene'emar, Uvigdei HaKodesh Asher La'aharon, Yihiyu L'banav Acharav. The Bigdei Kodesh that are for Aaron will be for his children after him. Yihiyu L'banav Acharav, L'mi Sheba Bigdula Acharav, to those who follow in his Gedula, in his position, after him. So we darshan, that word Acharav is extra. So we darshan, that includes a Mashuach Melchama. Also gets to wear the begadim. Masav Ravada Bar Ava v'Amri LaKedi. Some say it's anonymously said. Yachol Yehi Beno Shel Mashuach Melchama. Mishamish Tachtav Kederach Shebeno Shel Kohen Gadol Mishamish Tachtav. You might think that the son of a Mashuach Melchama yarshins the position, just like the son of a Kohen Gadol yarshins the position, as long as he's worthy. Tamid Lomar. No, it's not automatic. Shivas Yamim Yilbasham HaKohen Tachtav Mi Banav Asher Yavo Lo Moed. Right, for 7 days, talking about by the Miluim, the Kohen will wear the Begadim. Right, this is how he becomes a Kohen Gadol, Meruba Bebegadim, that whoever comes into the Olam Moed, and we darshan, Misha Roy Lavo El Olam Moed, whoever comes into the Olam Moed, that's who wears the Begadim. What's the Olam Moed in this context? Rashi says, Kodesh Kadashim. Right, inside, so it's only the Kohen Gadol, the real Kohen Gadol, goes into the Kodesh Kadashim, so only he wears the Shmona Begadim. That's our drasha, says the Braisa. The Im Isa, but 1 second. If it's true that he could wear the 8, the Mashuach Melchama, if he would want to. So Mechza Chazi. So he's right. He could also wear the Shmona Begadim. So how could this Braisa? The Braisa, again, is learning a different halacha, but he doesn't yarshin it to his child, but also along the way, talks about Begadim. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no Hachi Kamar. Kok Kol She Iker Mishichaso La'Oel Mowi. Only someone whose Iker Meshicha is to the Yoel Moed, that's who can wear them. Yatzazesh Iker Meshicha Sala Melchama. But this one's Iker Meshicha is for Melchama, and that's why he would be excluded from Yarshini. But the Begadim Halacha is is saved. If you look in the Rambam quotes this halacha about not yarshening it to a child in Klei HaMikdash, Perek Dalid, Halacha Chafal. The Rambam says, Mashur Bochama Ein Bino Mismaneh Tachtav, La'olam. His son has no kedima to yarshin the position of Mashruach Melchama. Ela hare bino kishar hakohanim. His son is like anybody else. Im nimshach le melchama nimshach, vim lo nimshach lo nimshach. So this is based on a pasuk. Is there a svara for this? There a svara why this is the only position? The Kohen Gadol can yarshin it. Kohen Gadol achar Kohen Gadol. What about Mashruach Melchama? Says the Radvaz, because to be the Mashruach Melchama, you have to have a certain talent. So if the son doesn't have that talent, it's going to be bad for the people. You could say if somebody's a Talmud Chacham and somebody is a, it's all about wisdom and, but this is about charisma. This is about giving chizuk to the people, encouraging them. So it can't be automatic, says the Radvaz. Klomar, Einu Kishar Sraros, Shehu Bechiyuv, El Baratzo Natsibur. Ve'yesh Lomar Betamadavar, De Bishar Sraros, Afalpi She'enu Kaviv Mamish. He's not exactly like his father. Ein Kveda! It's not the biggest deal. It's not there's no such risk factor. Aval Mashruach Melchama shetzorach lachazik leiv ha'am legrasa melchama lo ratzo shetiya srarazu yerusha el ha'kol lefi mashu tzarech hashah. Whoever can speak to the people, that's who gets it. That's one third of the Radvaz. If you look, Rav Zevin's a classic Isha Meshitos. He talks about a number of the close to contemporary Achronim. There's a chapter about each one of them. Goes through a lot of their Torah. Again, Reb Chayin, the Rugged Shaver, Reb Meir Simcha, Reb Chaim Ozer, Reb Kook, the Chazonish, Reb Issa Zalman. So in his chapter on Reb Kook, if you want to look it up, it's on page 235. He goes also, Al Pi Machshava. Why is it that the Mashua B'Cham is not Yarshind? Because Yerusha reflects an idea of Nitzchias, reflects an idea that there's a continuation, and that the father lives through the children, and he passes it on, and it continues, this idea that it never leaves. It says, Milchama is a temporary state. Milcham is not a state that we want to continue and prolong. It's a blip on the radar. B'shalom, that's what we want. That's the ultimate. Rahman al-Assam, we've had Milcham most of our galus, most of our history. But even though that's true, but really, inherently, that's not the state, the natural state of Am Yisrael. The natural state of Am Yisrael is not to be Milcham. Says Rav Kook, B'yatzmuso, Amna Mashuach Milcham Chashuv Yoter Miskan. He goes through another question from Maseches Harios, but he says, regarding Mashuach Bachama, Hare Ain Din Shel Yerusha, Sheinenu Ela Begeder Shel Chayi Sha'a, Vein Kocho Ukdusha So Nimshachas, Mimenu Labanav. Yeah, and he says, yeah, that's what he says. Ein Yerush, Din Yerusha, Mashuach Bachama, he says, Ein Melchama Tachlas La'atzma, Ein Ela Hechrach Zmani, Umatarasa Lahavi, Menucha Olamis, Kach I Bemelchama, Vishalam Bemuvanam Apashut, Vekachu Bemuvanam Amusari, Vechudu, and he continues. That's the comment, again, the Radvaz and Rav Kook, on this halacha. Good, we continue. Meisvei. Again, another kasha on Rav Dimi, who says that the Mashuach Melchama could wear the Shmona Begadim. Meisvei, Mashuach Melchama, Eino Meshamish, Lo Barba, Kekoin Hedio, Velo Beshmona, Kekoin Gadol. Beferish, Brisa, against Rav Dimi. The Mashuach Melchama does not wear anything. He's stuck. He's in limbo, so he can't do any avoda. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, one second, Elo, Zar Mashmish Lai. What, you're making him like a Zar, who can't do any avoda? Ella, Abaye explains. Ella, it's a dinder abanan why he can't. On a deraisa level, he's able to. That's what Rav Dimi was talking about. But the price is lamaisa, meaning Ella kakoen gadol mishum Eva. He can't wear big day kahuna because of Eva, because he's going to cause jealousy. Right? Can only be one leader. If there's another kohen gadol there, Eva, as we had earlier in the Masechta, kakoen hedio mishum ma'an labakodesh v'lo ma'ridin. And he can't go back to being a Kohen Hedyot, because Ma'alim HaKodesh, he already has a special position. He is a type of Kohen Gadol, so to speak, and therefore he can't wear it. But on a Daraisa level, he's Ra'ui. So Rav Dimi was talking about on the Daraisa level. But this Brisa is talking about on the Lamaisa Drabana level. He asked the Sfas Emes, why can't he go back to being a Kohen Hedyot? He never wore the Begadim. What do you mean, Ma'alim HaKodesh? He never did anything. He never did the Avodah, because he never did the... He never wore the Shmona Begadim. So why is that already Ma'alim Bakodesh v'lo Maridin? Kashak, even the Me'olam lo haya Obey b'Shmona Begadim, b'meh havi morid mikdusha so, k'shu Obey b'vigdei Kohen Hedyo. Even though he could've, so potential is good enough. Because he could've, that's already Ma'alim Moridin. He says, v'ulai, what did he wear when he gave the Chizuk? Kivan de b'shas milchama. Loveish Hashmonim Begadim Lishol Beurim Betumim. We're going to have that in a couple of lines. When they asked the Urim, who was wearing the Shmona Begadim when they asked the Urim Tumim? So we're going to see that Mashiach Melchama was wearing it. When they had the questions about Melchama, so he already wore it, even though he didn't actually do Avoda, but he was wearing it for that question. So that's already enough for Horada May his status. And that is why it's already, even though he didn't actually do the Avoda, it's already would be called Malam Bakodesh Velo Morid. Good. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Abba L'Rava V'Hai Tana D'Les La'Yeva V'Lo K'Meshamesh. The following Tana, as we will see, does not hold of the issue of Eva, and he still doesn't wear the Begadim, right, which is a problem for our understanding, right? We just said he doesn't wear because of Eva. But the following Brisa will see clearly an opinion that does not hold of Eva, but he does not wear the Begadim. Titania, Dvarim Shebin Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot. What's the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot? Many differences. We're going to list some of them. The next two words are taken out by Rashi and by the Gra, so we'll take them out. Par Habal Kala Mitzvos. Number one, the par that comes on all mitzvahs. Meaning, as we know, if the Kohen Gadol does an Avera, he brings a different carbon than every other Jew, than a regular chatas. That's the par haba'a kol averos. I'll call mitzvahs. Upar Yom HaKippurim, and the par of Yom Kippur that has to be brought, as we've discussed at Lent in this Masechta. The Asiris Ho'efa, and the carbon that has to be brought, the Minchas Chavitin, that's brought every day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. All of those are only brought by a Kohen Gadol. Lo Pareya, and if he is an Onain, Lo Pareya, he's not allowed to grow his hair. For Lo Pareya, I mean, he still has to get a haircut, as we know, once a week. Melech every day. Kohen Gadol once a week. Kohen Hedya once a month. Below Poreim, and he doesn't tear his begadim. Avol Poreim hu milamata. He cuts it a little bit at the hems on the bottom. That's all he does. The hedyo milamala, but the hedyo does regular kriya. The ein matame lekrovav, and he, the Kohen Gadol, is not matame for his krovim, as we know, the pasuk says. I mean, a mikdash lo yetze. He cannot leave mikdash, he cannot leave kedusha so. Umitzuve al habesula umuzhar al almana, and he has a mitzvah, I say, to marry a besula, and he's muzhar from marrying an almana, a widow. Umach ziras harotzeach, and when he dies, a Kohen Gadol dies, he allows the rotzeach to go free, ari miklat, umakriv onain, and as Aaron HaKohen did, they gave the karbanos when they were onanim, veino ochel, veino chole, but he does not eat from the carbon when he's an onain, and even that night, he doesn't take a chelek that he would be able to eat that night. V'noto chelek barosh, umakrav chelek barosh, we had this earlier, also in the Mishnah. And he can decide whenever he wants to do the avoda. He wakes up in the morning, I want to bring the carbon tamid today. Right, so he could do that, and he could take a portion of the carbon whenever he wants. Umishamish b'shmona kelim, oh, now we're getting to our issue. And he wears the shmona begadim. Upatr al tumas mikdash v'kadasha, and he's patr on tumas mikdash v'kadasha, that's a special pasuk, quoted, Rashi quotes in Maseches Harios, that he's patr on that avera. V'chol avodas yom ha-kippurim einon ksheiras elabo. Wow, that's an important line. On the last daf in this section, the 72nd blot that discusses this, we have this line. All avodas Yom HaKippurim are only kosher with him. This relates to the machlokas rishonim that we've discussed a number of times already. Is that really true? It sounds like. So does this mean all avodah, or does this mean only avodah that has to do with Yom Kippur? That was the machlokas balamar and the Ramban. Remember the balamar said that the Baalei Krovitz made a mistake. There were no payasos on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol did everything. And even though it's in Maseches Yuma, the payasos, doesn't matter. It didn't happen on Yom Kippur. Everything was done by the Kohen Gadol. Says the Ramban, how can you say they were wrong? Was there a Kalir? Right, the Baalei Pisma, they were Rishonim. They were earlier. How could you say that they made a mistake? And what is this doing in Maseches Yuma anyway? The Ramban says, no, certain things were done by other Kohanim, were allowed to, but the Avodas Yom HaKippurim were done by the Kohen Gadol. The Rambam says the Shumas Adeshin was done by the Kohen Gadol. And I'm sorry, there were payasos for the Shumas Adeshin, and everything else was done by the Kohen Gadol. There were different dais, but this line is crucial. How do you understand this line? That all the Avodas of Yom Kippur, does that mean the day of Yom Kippur? Or does that mean the Avoda of Yom Kippur? That's the Machlokas. Einok Sheiras Elabo. V'kula Noagos Bimruba, and here's the line for us, we're getting there. V'kula Noagos Bimruba V'begadim. And all of them apply, as we know, the earlier Kohanim Gedolim were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Once that was sealed up, they were the Merubah Bibagadim. Right? How did the Kohen Gadol become a Kohen Gadol? By wearing the Epagadim. So they're all knowing by that second stage of Kohanim. Chutz mi paraba al kol mitzvahs. That's only by a Mashuach Shemen HaMishcha. And the Kula Nogos bin Mashuach Sha'avar. And also, let's say a Kohen Gadol took over because the original Kohen Gadol got Tameh, and then the Kohen Gadol came back. So the Mashuach Sha'avar also has all of these halachas, chutz mipar Yom HaKippurim, v'yasiris ha'efa, except for those two, because he remains a Kohen Gadol. He's in limbo. V'kulan inin ogos b'mashuach melchama. And they're all not noheg by mashuach melchama, chutz michamisha dvarim hamurim b'parsha. Except for the five that are mentioned here, lo parea, lo forim, lo matami lekrovav, umetzuva ala psula, muzer ala amana, umachzer asar otzeach. Kedivir Rabbi Yehuda, v'cham omrim eino machzer. Okay, machlok is about the last one, whether the mashuach melchama dying allows the rotzeach b'shogig to go free. But either way, what do you see from this last line? That only these items apply by mashuach melchama, but not the others. Not the others. So what do you see? He is not allowed to wear the Shmona Begadim. And yet, what do you see from here? That there are Kohanim Gedolim that have the same status. The other ones are able to. It's obviously Ava's not an issue. Because there are other Kohanim Gedolim that are able to wear the Shmona Begadim. So Ava's not an issue. And yet, the Mashur Bochama cannot wear. Kasha, what we said before. Before we said that on a Daraisa he can wear, he just can't wear because of Ava. But here, this Mandamer holds of Ava, and he still can't wear, does not hold of Ava, and he still can't wear. Again, we're not getting into Ava now, which is a huge issue. Ava between Kohanim Gedolim and between Jew and non-Jew. Ava is a large topic. Says the Gemara, Ki lesle Ava b'dichvase. Now, when do we say this Tana does not hold of Ava if there is a colleague, somebody who's also in the realm of real Kohanim Gedolim, but b'dizutar mine yisle, but if he's a lesser Kohen Gadol, so to speak, that's where Ava would exist. Meaning, a Mashur b'chama, what does he do? He doesn't do any real avoda. If he's going to wear the Shmona Begadim, then that's going to hurt even more. Right? If you're going to have a lesser person. Right? You could have said psychologically just the opposite. The closer you are, if he's a lower guy, I'm not worried. He's a minor leaguer. I'm not worried about a minor leaguer. Another major leaguer I'm scared of. But you could say both ways. The Gemara here says, this is what this opinion, this is what this Manda Amar holds. Rabbi Yavo was sitting and said over this Shmaitza. What are we talking about? We're talking about Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi's statement that the Mashur Bochama wears the Shmona Begadim. He said it in the name of Rav Yochanan. Ahadrinu Rabbi Ami v'Rav Asi Lapayu. Rav Ami and Rav Asi turned their backs. They couldn't believe what he said. Iga da Amri. Others have a different version of the people. Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amra. Rabbi Chia bar Abba was the one that said it in the name of Rav Dimi. And Vajrinu Rabbi Ami v'Rav Asi Lapayu. And that's who Rav Ami and Rav Asi turned their backs on. And Masla v'Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Bishlama Rabbi Avahu, I understand the first opinion that if it was Rabbi Avahu saying it, Mishum Yakra de Bekesar. Why didn't Rav Ami Rav Asi just confront the speaker and say, we disagree? Why did they turn their backs? As if they want to disagree, but they don't want, they're going to hold it back. So if it was Rabbi Avahu talking, I understand. Because he was related to the Caesar's house, therefore they didn't want to be cholik on him, beferish, so they just turned their backs. El Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Neimer LeMeimar. Why didn't they just say, Lo Rabbi Yochanan Achi? Rabbi Yochanan never said such a thing. How can you suggest that? So it must be, says Rav Papa, I like the first version of the story and not the second version of the story. Good. Kiyasa Ravin, Amar, Nishal Itmar. So here's our Ravin. Right? Ravin says, no. The Mashiach Bechama does not wear the Shmona Begadim to do avod in the Beis HaMikdash. It just means when they ask the Urim Tumim, that's where he got to wear the Shmona Begadim. So he wore it, but only by Nish'al, only when he was asked to the question of the Urim Tumim. Tanya Nami Hachi, Begadim Shekohen Gadol Meshamesh Bohen, Mashiach Bechama Nish'al Bohen. He is asked when he is wearing. And remember, I think we mentioned a couple of days ago, the Suffolk of the Ramban. The Ramban at the end of Sefer HaMitzvos, the end of the Los Essays, he has a couple of sfeikas. I'm not sure if these are mitzvos. One of them is asking the Urim Tumim, right, Shilas. So is that, I'm not sure if that's a mitzvah, is that just a temporary mitzvah that applied then? Because it could be like Karbanis. It's eternal if we had an Urim Tumim. We would have a mitzvah to ask B'shas Saris, you know, to ask. So he has that suffix, whether it's a mitzvah to ask Urim Tumim. Tanu Rabbanan, Ketzad Shoalin, how did they ask the Urim Tumim? Hashoel Panav Klapei Nishal. The asker, the melech, the avbezdin, face is the nishal, face is the Kohen Gadol, v'hanishal panav klapi shechina. And the nishal, the one who's asking, has his face towards the shechina. What does this mean? Rashi says that they're face to face. The shoel is facing the nishal, and the nishal is facing, so it must be the nishal is facing the shechina, facing west, and let's say the kodesh, whatever the base of the shechina, and the shoel has his back facing the nishal. If you look at the Rambam says no. Maybe the Rambam says, how could you have a back, your back towards the Aaron? What the Rambam says, when it says, Hashro Panav Klapi Nishal, it means not face to face. The Shoel has his back to the, has his front face to the back of the Kohen Gadol. They're both facing the same direction, says the Rambam. The Shoel behind the Nishal, and the Nishal is facing the Kodesh Kodesh. And that's the Rambam. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. How exactly? So that's one of those, you can't say Elu ve'Elu. Either, unless you say Kohanim Gadolim to different things. But, you know, different, here you Yibana Beis HaMikdash, we'll have to see what exactly happened. HaShoel Omer, Erdof Achrei Agduda Zeh. The Shoel asks, by example, right, with David HaMelech, Erdof, should I run after, after this Gdud? V'hanishal Omer, Komar Hashem, Alev Atzlach. Go up, do it, you'll be successful. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Tzarach Lomar, Komar Hashem. You don't have to quote that. Ela Alev Atzlach. Alev Atzlach. The Urim Batumim answer. Ein Sholim Bekol, you don't have to scream out to the Urim Batumim. Shenemar, Vishalo, Vilo, right, just ask it in a quiet voice. V'lo Mahar Belibo, you can't just think it. Shenemar, Vishalo, Lifnei Hashem. Ela Kederech, Sha'am Rechana, B'tfilasa. You gotta move your lips, you gotta say the words, but you can't just think it. Shneemar, Chana Hima Daveris Aliba. Chana was literally talking on her heart. We'll get back to Chana, Rav Hashem, in a couple of minutes. Ein Sholin Shnei Dvarim Ke'echad. The rules, right? This is why the Ramban has this suffix. There are like rules and regulations, how to ask the Urim Batumim. If it was just a one-time thing, what do we need to know these regulations? So, you can't ask two things at once. Ein Sholin Shnei Dvarim Ke'echad. Vim Shol Ein Machzir Nela Echad. And if you ask two questions, you're only gonna get one answer. Answer on one of them. The Ein Machzirin Lo El Rishon, and he answers the first question. Shneamar Ha Yas Giruni Baale Keelo Biado Hayerid Shaul V'Chulu. As we know, the whole second half of Shmuel Aleph, David HaMelech is running away from Shaul, who wants to kill him. So he asks Hashem, should I hide here? Is Shaul gonna capture this area? Is Shaul coming here? Vayomer Hashem Yered. Hashem only answered the second question. So you see, he asked two questions. He only got the second answer. Iva Amr Ne Machzir El Rishon. You just told me you only get the first question answered, not the second one. David Shaal Shalo Kaseder. No, David really asked it out of order. The Hechzir Lo Kaseder. David should have asked the second question first. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the second question because that should have been the first question. V'kivin sheyada sheshal shaloka seder, and you see in the psukim, after he realized that, and he only got an answer to the second question, chazav shaloka seder, he then asked it properly, sheneemar, hayas giru, ba'ale kila oti, v'anashai biyad shaul. Meaning he asked the second question again afterward. The first question, which should have been the second question, he asked again afterwards. V'yomar Hashem yas giru. Good. V'yim hutzrach hadavar l'shnayim, machzir in lo shnayim. But if you really are dachuf, you need answers to two questions right now, Pikuach Nefesh, you could ask both. You could ask both in that context. Shneamar, Vayishal David, Bashem Leimar, Hayardov Achrei Agudut Azeh, Ha'asigenu, Vayomer Lo, Redov, Kiasei Tasig, Vatzel Tatzil. David asks, and Hashem says, go for it. V'yafal pi, Shegzeiras Navi Choseres, Gzeiras Urim Mitumim Eina Choseres. Even though a Gzeiras Navi can be retracted, as we know, Rashi quotes, Ninveh. Right, Hashem says, Ninveh ne'apeches. We know the gzeira of a Navi can be overturned, but if the Urim Batumim says something, there's no going back. There's no undoing it. Shenemar ba'mishpat ha'urim. It's mishpat, and it is never changing. The Rambam limits this. The Rambam says, Anuchas Yisodi HaTorah, this is only by a gzeiras Navi l'ra'a. It can be choseres. Because maybe one could say that one could do tshuva. A gzeiras navi l'tova is never choseres. And that's the Rambam says, one of the proofs that you know a navi sheker, if a navi says something good is going to happen to the Jewish people, and it didn't happen, you know it's a navi sheker. Because gzeiras navi l'tova always is true. Gzeira l'ra, no, maybe people did tshuva. Maybe Hashem had rachamim. But it's only in one direction. That's the Rambam in the last parak of Yisodi HaTorah. Aval emiftiach al tova, v'yomar shiyeh kach v'kach, v'lo ba'a ha'tova, she'amar b'yadu ashu navi sheker. You know he's a false prophet. She'kol davar tova she'yigzer hakel, afilu al tznai eino chozer. If Hashem says something good is going to happen, and then the navi says it, it's going to happen. Ha'lamata she'bidivri ha'tova bilvad yivchan ha'navi. So navi, bad omens are never going to prove a Navi Emes or Sheker, but good ones can. That's not neutral. What about something neutral? Neutral, right? What is the price of what?
It's a prediction.
I'm saying makes a prediction. A prediction. So I would say that is Choseres, because it's not Dafka, you know. Any prediction is good for some and bad for the others, right? Only something that is good for all of Klal Yisrael, you know, I think would be able to prove him wrong. Okay. Says the Gemara, Lama Nikra Shimon Urim Bitumim. Why are they called? And it's amazing. What are they? What are they? It does not say in the Gemara what they are. What are they called? Urim and Tumim. Urim shemi'irin es devrayhem. They light up their words. Tumim shemashlimin es devrayhem. Tumim, that they are mashlim. They fulfill their words. Meaning it never doesn't come true. V'yim tomar b'givas binyamin b'nei ma'lo hishlimu. Aye, b'givas binyamin, if you remember the story, the end of Shoftim, the tragic story of Pilegesh b'giva, the rest of the Jewish people were going to attack Binyamin, and first they asked Urim and Tumim, should we go up and attack? And the Urim and Tumim says, go up and attack. And they go up and they lose. Once, twice. And the third time, they go up and attack and then they win. So the first two times, the Urim and Tumim said, yeah, go up and attack, but they lost. So the answer is because they didn't ask if they were going to win. They just said if they were going to go up and attack. Says the Gemara, Heim lo bichanu. They didn't ask that question. The third time, when they asked that, so then the Urim and Tumim was maskim. Hashem was maskim. Shenemar, Upinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron omed lofanav, bayamahem lemar, hausif od lazesla melchama im bnei binyamin achi im echdal, or should I not? Vayomer Hashem, alu kimachar etnenu biyatcha. Tomorrow you're going to win. Right? The third time was the charm. Ketanasis. So how exactly did the Urim and Tumim work? Reb Yochanan Amar boletes. The letters stuck out from the stones. Reish Lakish Amar mitztarfos. They combined. So machlokas rishonim. Are these two opinions arguing or adding? The Ritva says they're not. Rashi sounds like they are arguing. Rashi says they stick out, and then the Kohen Gadol has to put them together. Second opinion says no, they're put together by itself. The Ritva says no, they're being mashlim. They're adding on to each other. They stick out and they're put together, and then the Kohen Gadol reads the answer. Says the Gemara, "Valoksib behu tzadi." This is what we mentioned yesterday outside. There's no tzadi in the Shvatim's names. So what if you want to give the message of Tinatzeach, right? Or the right in the Gra here as in also Ches and Kuf, right? Ches and Kuf also. So Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Kasev Sham. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, that takes care of the Kuf, that takes care of the Tzadi. V'Aloksiv Tess. There's still no Tess in the Shvatim. Oh, Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov Shifte Yeshurin Ksiv Sham. Shifte Yeshurin was also written there. There's different shitas in the Rishonim. How exactly it appeared? Was it split up evenly? Was there an equal number of letters on every stone? Look in the Rambam, look in the different Rishonim, exactly what it looked like. Why does it say Shifte Yeshurin? Why Dafke Yeshurin in this context? So, right, you could say Shifte Yisrael. You also get the tests, right? Shifte Yaakov. So the Maharsha says here, why does it say Shiftei Yeshurin? The Maharsha is going to become crucial. The next couple of dafim. Vatema mitamudeinu, do not Shiftei Yeshurin, lo not Shiftei Yisrael. So he says, why? Yeshurin hu shem hamakom. Yeshurin is shem Hashem. Right? So you already have Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You already have the Shvatim. You already have the Avos. You want to get a Kaddish Baruch Hu on there too. Shiftei Yeshurin, Kepirish Rashi b'Chumash, umitztarev Shmo Yisbarach Barachu im ha'avos v'ashvatim. Ulefizeh, and also, if you do the math, now the Choshen has 72 letters altogether, keneged, the 72 letters in one of the names of Hashem. They all say Yosef has to be spelled with a hey, though, Yehosef. Right? They all add in that hey. All of the Mefarshim, but altogether, it's 72 letters. That's what the Marsha says. The Ben Yoyada also has a pshat here, exactly why Yeshurin, but we'll leave that for now, because there is more to say. And that is, okay, so what is the Urim and Tumim? As we mentioned, just to summarize and add in one other Ha'ara. So Rashi says, and the Ramban likes Rashi, that the Urim and Tumim is a klaf of Shem HaMeforash that's put inside the folds of the Choshen, and that's the generator, that's the energy that makes the stones of the Choshen light up. That is what Rashi and the Ramban say. The Ibn Ezra says it's a piece of gold. And the Ramban quotes, Sava Rebbe Avraham, this is the Ramban in Tetzaveh, Sava Rebbe Avraham, Lehischakeim, Be'inyin Ha'ur Betumim. Rebbe Avraham, remember what the Ramban wrote about Rebbe Avraham in his Akdama? In Avdama to his commentary on Chumash, the Ramban says, Rashi, lo mishpat ha-bechora. Rashi's the Bechor. Right. Ibn Ezra, ahava misuteres and tochachas magula. I'm going to scream at him, but I have hidden love for him, you should just realize. Tochachas magula v'ahava misuteres. So he says here, Sabar Rabbi Avram leschakeim be'inyin or metumim, v'yomar kihem maisa uman kesev izav. It's some type of silver or gold slab. The Harich bin Yanam ki Chashav Shehem Alatsuros Sheyaasu Baalea Kochavim Ladas Machsheves Hashoel. The Rabban has three words for the Ibn Ezra. Lo Amar Klum. Three words. I disagree. Avalheim kedivrei Rashi. I agree with Rashi here. It's a ksav of the shema mafarash. That's what the Ramban goes through. And again, we mentioned the third shot of the Ramban, of the Rambam, possibly, that the ksav HaKabbalah suggests in the Rambam and other achronim that it's nothing. It's the stones themselves. The stones of the Choshen are also called the Urim v'Tumim. But how exactly did it work? As we just had, it is bolate and they are mitztarif. So how does this work? So the Ramban, again, a known Ramban describes in Titzaveh that the stones lit up and it was the Kohen Gadol's job with Siyata Deshmaya to put the letters together and know exactly what the message is. The Meiri says here he had a Ruach Nevuah that allowed him, that even though everybody else might have seen it, right, it was the Meshuch B'chama. People might have seen it, but nobody else could decipher and put the letters together except the Kohen Gadol. He had special Siyata D'Shmaya. That's what he says here. Zos Madreka Miruach HaKodesh. L'matam in Anavua U'lamala Mibasko. Right, he says, and that's what gave him. So like it says, Yehuda Yala, right, like what they asked at the beginning of Shoftim, it said, Yud, Hey, Vav, Dalet, Hey, they're all lit up, and the Ayin from Shimon, and the Lamed from Levi, and you gotta put it all together. Fine. Based on this is a mentioned by others Vilna Gaon. The Gra says this explains the story in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, where Chana was davening and Eli goes over and thinks she's drunk. Why does she think she's drunk? So the Gemara describes she was moving her lips. Nobody davened like that before. But why does she think drunk? So the Gra says that other earlier sources, Midrashim, say that she was davening like the Imahos. Like the Imahos. So really, when he looked at the Urim v'Tumim, it had the letters Kaf, Sin, Resh, Hey, which could have been read Kisara or Kishera, and Eli, who had already at that time had lost the special Siyata D'Shmaya, read it as Shikora. Drunk, and that's why he thought she was drunk, because that's how he looked at the Urim v'Tumim. And that's why Chana says, Lo adon anochi b'davar zef. The exact lashon, that you are not an adon in this regard, meaning you lost your Ruach HaKodesh. You're incorrect in your deciphering of the message. So that's the Gra, based on the Ramban's understanding of how it worked, that the Kohen Gadol has to decipher. Okay, continue.
What about if there are two tests?
Right, so again, you gotta, I guess the answers were given in a way that they didn't run out of letters. They didn't run out of letters. Kaddish Baruch Hu could figure out which words to use if, even without it.
But that would also support the Mistarefis because more than one letter can come
out. Right, you gotta put them together. Right, it depends, how. Mistarefis can mean automatically, or it can mean the Kohen Gadol did it. So, depending on, but Kaddish Baruch Hu could figure it out, you know, exactly which letters we use. But you're right, there's only one test. Meisvei, kol kohen, she'ed medaber Ruach HaKodesh, v'shchina shorah alav, ein shorlin bo. Any kohen that did not speak with Ruach HaKodesh and didn't have Ashrasa Shechina, you don't ask from him. Shari shal, tzaduk v'ol solo, ev yater v'lo ol solo, sh'ne'emar v'yal ev yater atom kol ha'am. So you see from there that they needed Ruach HaKodesh. So asks, Rashi says, what's the question here? But if it's bolate, if it's mitztaref automatically, what do you need the Ruach HaKodesh for? We already kind of answered that. Siyuahu Messiah Badayu. No, he still needs it to help him, which as the Ramban just explained, in order to fully understand it. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, the ain't shalon elal melech, minanim ili, only a melech gets to ask. Amar bivod, amar kra, v'lefnei alazar akoin yamod, v'shal lo b'mishpat orim v'chulu. Who ze melech? V'chol b'nei Yisrael ito, ze mashuach v'lchama. Everybody's with the mashuach. V'chol ha'eda zu sanhedrin. So only a melech is, or the other real public needs are allowed to ask the Urim v'Tumim. I think I mentioned quickly a couple of days ago that Nitziv's big chiddush in Parsha Shoftim and Hemek Davar, if you want to look it up, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudalid, where he describes that a melech and these leaders have more flexibility than all the other Jewish people. All the other Jewish people have all of these warnings about going to a Kosem and an Onen and a Menachesh and a Machashef, and it could be Urim v'Tumim. It's also asking for the future and asking for an omen. But that's a king. A king has different rules, and that's why it's based on this Mishnah. Okay, Adrolach Baloko and Gadol, here we go. We get into the last parak of Maseches Yuma. Let's at least have a Haschala. The Tosfos says, what is this doing here? Why isn't this first? Why is this last? Because first we speak about before Yom Kippur. before we get to Yom Kippur. Once we're talking about before Yom Kippur, we're talking about the Kohen Gadol, getting ready. So once we talk about that, so we do the Halavoda. And after we finish those seven prakim, now we get back to actual Yom Kippur, Bizman Hazeh. Yom HaKippurim, Asur Ba'achila U'Bishasiya. So the five Inuyim, eating, drinking, U'Barachitza, and washing, U'Basicha, anointing, U'Bene'ilas HaSandal, wearing leather shoes, U'Batashvash Amita, and a husband and wife being together. So those are the Inuyim that appear on Yom Kippur. Major, major machlokas Rishonim, which we're going to have to talk about more at length. Achila and Shasiya are in the Torah, and if I eat and drink on Yom Kippur, I'm chayev karis. That's clear. The other inuyim are not mafurish in the Torah. It says, v'inisa b'znafsho seichem, you shall afflict yourself. So what does that mean? So that is a major machlokas Rishonim. Tosfos and the Rosh all hold, all the other inuyim are dirabanan. The only isur daraisa on Yom Kippur is eating and drinking. Everything else besides isur malacha. Isur malacha is also daraisa. Obviously, it's a pasuk in Chumash. But the other inuyim of Nilas HaSandal, Tashmash HaMita, they're all Durabanan. That is the Tosfos and the Rosh and others. And their biggest raya is that there are exceptions to the rule, as we're about to have in the Mishnah, Kala and Melech. If it's Daraisa, why should there be any exceptions? But the Rambam and the Ran says you could also say it's Daraisa. And he uses the principle of Masr Nakasav L'Chachamim. The rabbis were given the power and authority to interpret the Din D'Oraisa to be limited into certain contexts, but that is a major machlokas which we'll have to come back to. But first, let's at least do the Mishnah. V'hamelech v'akali yechatzu espeneyem. There it is. That's the raya that it's drabanan. That a melech and a kala, in her first 30 days, after she got married, is allowed to wash their face. V'achaya and a chaya, tinolas asandol, a chaya is a woman who just had a baby, can wear shoes because it's painful for her and dangerous for her not to. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, v'cham osh l'cham say no. Achaya cannot, machlokas, whether he's arguing on the earlier ones as well. Ha'ochel kikoseves agasa, another chiddush of Yom Kippur. There's no isser, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. It doesn't say that, it just says you must afflict yourself. And we assume that means including not eating. But because of that change of lashon, we know that the shear of on Yom Kippur is not a kezias, but it's a kosevis, which is a larger size, the size of a date, not the size of an olive. Ha'ocha kosevis agasa kamoa ukegaranisa. If somebody eats that size, vashosem mali lugmav chayev, then one is chayev karis. Kala ochlem mitzarfen leka kosevis, kala mashkem mitzarfen lemali lugmav. All foods are combined for the shear, all liquids combined for the shear. Ha'ocha vashosem mitzarfen, but not eating and drinking. So if somebody has the heter to eat on Yom Kippur, they could eat whatever it is, a shot glass every 10 minutes. Eating and drinking don't combine. Can eat a shot glass and drink a shot glass within the same time period because those do not combine with each other based on this Mishnah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Just to keep in mind, we have a new Sefer that we have now. There's one of the Achronim that has a Sefer, the Tosefos Yom HaKippurim, right? It's a Sefer on three Prakim and Shas. He has a Sefer on the last Perek of Yuma, on Lulav HaGazel, and on the last Perek of Rosh Hashanah. So that's a crucial Sefer to use on the last Perek of Yuma, called Tosefos Yom HaKippurim. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get into some of his comments starting tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.